The San Francisco Giants need one more win over the Kansas City Royals to clinch their third World Series championship in the past 5 years. Sure, sounds simple, but history says otherwise. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins me now from Kansas City, site of tonight's Game 6. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Melissa.
And Tom, the Giants lead 3-2. The Royals are facing elimination, but you say not so fast. What's working in Kansas City's favor tonight?
Well, the series is returning to an American League ballpark, and that means teams will use their designated hitters again. And Kansas City definitely likes that because the Royals' designated hitter, Billy Butler, is an important part of the team's offense. The first two games in Kansas City, he went 3-for-6 from the plate and drove in 2 runs. The history you mentioned, Melissa, since 1982, 10 teams have trailed 3-2 in the World Series, heading back to their home ballpark for Game 6, and if they can win that Game 7. That's the situation Kansas City's in. Now, 8 of those 10 teams won Game 6 and 7 and the series at their home stadium.
Well, 80%. So the statistics of an historical record are on their side. But what's working against the Kansas City Royals tonight?
Mad Bum is not gone. The Giants' left-handed pitcher Madison Bumgarner, of course, has been masterful in this World Series after he pitched the complete game shutout Sunday, limiting Kansas City to 4 hits. The Royals thought they were through with him until possibly Game 7 tomorrow when San Francisco manager Bruce Bochy said Bumgarner might do some relief pitching. But now Bumgarner is saying he could come in tonight if needed. Also, Kansas City's vaunted bullpen might suddenly be vulnerable. In Sunday's game, Kelvin Herrera gave up several hits, and then Wade Davis, who's considered the best of the trio that normally shuts down opponents at the end of games, Davis gave up 3 runs. Now, Ned Yost, the Kansas City manager, says the plan is still to try to take a lead into the 7th inning and have the big three work their magic. But at least in the Giants' eyes, those relievers are less magic today because of what happened Sunday.
Tom, if we think back to before the series, the Royals were on a roll. They won 8 games in a row. What have the Giants been able to do to take away their mojo, to clip their wings?
Well, the Giants have been on a roll of their own. It started in the bottom of the 3rd inning in Game 4. The Royals led 4-1. They were up 2-1, and things were looking pretty good. But since that inning, the Giants have outscored Kansas City 15-0, and they're now up 3-2. Great clutch hitting and pitching in that Game 4. Reliever Yusmeiro Petit played a key role. And then, of course, Bumgarner was just so dominating in Sunday's Game 5. You've got to think that experience has helped the Giants, especially when they were down in that Game 4. When they won the World Series 2 years ago, and a lot of these guys were part of that team, they survived 6 elimination games. It's a team that knows what to do when the pressure's greatest.
Tom, there was one of the most dramatic moments of the series during Game 5 on Sunday, and it was a moment heightened because of some tragic news that was learned during the game.
Yeah, word got out during the game about the car accident in the Dominican Republic that killed St. Louis Cards Oscar Taveras, just 22 years old, and his 18-year-old girlfriend. He was a rising star. The Cardinals figured he was going to be an integral part of that team for years. Now, baseball fans had just seen him play in the National League Championship Series a couple of weeks earlier. He hit a big home run against the Giants. Juan Perez of the Giants was a close friend. He found out during the game about the accident. He was obviously stunned. A Giant coach found Perez in the clubhouse crying, but Perez came out and was still able to perform. He got a huge hit off Wade Davis, drove in a couple of runs, then scored a run himself. We talked with him afterwards. His eyes were red from crying. It was a very emotional moment and quite a performance by Perez considering that.
Okay. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, he was speaking with us from Kansas City, site of Game 6 of the World Series. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.